Thousands of NAACP members are gathering in Milwaukee as the group's annual convention gets ready to open. The nation's oldest civil rights organization will welcome Bruce Gordon as its new president. Gordon faces a number of challenges, including fiscal problems, a potential clash over management style, and the difficulty of getting younger people to join the NAACP. Chuck Kornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
The NAACP is still a highly respected and well-known name to many older African Americans, including the members of Milwaukee's Rosalette's dance troupe.
5, 6, 7, 8, hit it.
Choreographer Daisy Jones is leading about 24 women through one of the line dance numbers they'll perform at the convention here on Sunday. 69-year-old Denotra Wallace says the performance will be a way for her to repay the civil rights group.
I am from Mississippi. And it has helped a great deal because there was times when I was living there that the black people could not vote. And during the time when we had a lot of the struggles, the NAACP stepped in to help.
Wallace says she's hopeful that Bruce Gordon, the retired Verizon executive who will head the group, can energize the NAACP. Gordon's corporate background differs sharply from the religious or political leader the NAACP's board of directors has typically turned to in the past. But Gordon says his financial skills will help him deal with the $5 million budget shortfall the NAACP reported last year, as well as a current audit by the IRS, a probe that the group alleges is politically motivated. Bruce Gordon, speaking recently on NPR's News and Notes, says he'll provide stricter accountability.
There's got to be a first-class staff running the NAACP. And I spent time at Verizon learning how to identify talent, learning how, frankly, to weed out performers who didn't really meet the standards.
But critics worry that Bruce Gordon's management style will clash with old-line NAACP members who fear that he may be too conservative. And Gordon will have a tough time fixing the group's fiscal problems if he can't find a way to boost membership, which has stood at about 500,000 for the past decade or so. The NAACP is especially having trouble attracting people under the age of 45. Retired NAACP executive Gilbert Jonas worries that the 59-year-old Gordon may be the wrong person to bridge the generation gap.
I believe it calls for a much younger leader than someone close to 60 to resonate with the age group and to understand what their cultural interests and political interests are.
It's not like the NAACP ignores younger people. In Milwaukee this week, the group again sponsored a youth talent competition called Act So. 20-year-old Kenneth Hulon is a former contestant who's now on the NAACP's board of directors. He says the potential for mistreatment by the police is just one reason younger African Americans should join the group.
It was an issue a while back, driving while black, when that was popular, and I think that my involvement with the NAACP has helped me be able to tell my peers and educate them about these different issues that's going to affect them on a daily basis.
But even if the NAACP updates its focus, its outreach effort may run into a familiar problem, competing commitments for time. 34-year-old David McLaurin is eating fast food with his family at a Milwaukee shopping mall. He works locally as a chef and says while he backs the goals of the civil rights group, he's never seriously considered joining.
My job that I have, you know, is stressful and, you know, I never have the time for, you know, outside activities.
McLaurin says he'll look into joining the NAACP as his children grow older. It's a promise the group needs more younger people to make as its veterans of the 1960s civil rights movement age. NAACP executives point to one positive note. Registration for this year's convention is the highest in a decade. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.